Dave, it's good to be here. You know, it's almost like spring, except later today it'll be just like winter. So Michigan is the best.
Exactly
know?
Right. You never know what you're going to get. Sometimes all of it in one day.
That's true. Well, now, if you haven't seen The Artist, which won the best film Oscar.
That's where they had some legs since that ceremony, hadn't
they? Yeah, yeah. Or A Separation, which won the best foreign film. Or Shame, which is a very highly acclaimed but controversial film. Go check them out. They're still hanging around town, but they're not going to be around town much longer. They're all playing downtown. And then opening actually on Monday is a film that was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Animated Film. And it's called Chico and Rita. And it's right up the line of WEMU listeners because it's an animated film about a singer and a young piano player in Cuba. And their love affair, their life kind of reflects a bolero, a Latin ballad format. And they meet each other. They fall in love in Havana. Her career takes off in a big, big way, and she ends up in New York and Las Vegas and all over the place, and his life kind of, he's still in music, but it takes a little bit different track. They meet up again, but then other blocking factors come in. The New York Times loved it, said sexy, sweet, and laced with a sadness at once specific to its place and time and accessible to anyone with a breakable heart. So Chico and Rita is a very, very cool piece, and it's going to open on Monday.
And obviously, yeah, you're right. You know, that Latin music sound, that's right up our alley.
Exactly. So a perfect match of movie and public radio station here. Now, opening at the multiplexes is going to be a film that's directed by Andrew Stanton, who you may not know, but he's the guy that put together WALL-E. He
was
the director
terrific.
Of WALL-E. Yeah, really amazing animated film. But this isn't an animated film. It's a special effects film.
Yeah, it's a big blow-em-up kind of movie.
Exactly. It's called John Carter, and it's not about the doctor that was on ER.
I wouldn't know who that is.
Well, anyway, so it's based on a classic novel by Edgar Rice Burroughs, who's probably better known for Tarzan, but this is about this warrior, this earth warrior, who's a war-weary guy. He's a military captain called John Carter, and he's inexplicably transported to Mars.
Don't you hate when that happens?
I know, it's true. It's just you're there all of a sudden, and then you're fighting a war in a strange land. And this was when Mars, had water and was populated by actual, creatures. And these creatures are having their own civil war, and John Carter becomes a hero to unite the planet. So anyway, this has been a long brewing kind of film. There's a kind of a passionate following for this Edgar Rice Burroughs story that's been in the geek world for a long, long time.
He certainly has a built-in audience, but is it enough to cover the cost of $100 million of special effects?
Yeah, so we'll see. It certainly has been promoted for a long, long time. Another film opening at the multiplex is Silent House, and this stars Elizabeth Olsen, who is proven
younger
to be
sister
the
Olsen
most
twins,
talented.
Right?
Olsen's sister, yes, absolutely. And she's she finds herself sealed in a family's secluded lake house with no contact with the outside world, and the panic about that turns to terror when events become increasingly ominous. And so Silent House, which is not a silent film like The Artist, which is a silent film, opens on Friday. And then Eddie Murphy is in a comedy that sounds like a really nice setup for an Eddie Murphy film. He plays a fast-talking literary agent. Again, I think we can all see Eddie Murphy as a fast-talking character,
absolutely.
Trying to sell.
That's kind of when he's at his best,
exactly.
But he
sets his sights on selling, representing this guy, this new age guru called Dr. Sinja, who's played by Cliff Curtis. All of a sudden, he finds that there's this magical Bodhi tree in his backyard, and it's linked to the number of words he says. There's 1,000 leaves on this tree. So we'll will he so if he says more than 1,000 words, he and the tree are at the end. So this fast talking guy all of a sudden has to not say anything. And again, with a lot of physical comedy, which Eddie Murphy is great at, as well as the setup, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, he has a very elastic face. Always funny.
Yeah, no, he's a very talented guy. There's some special screenings. American Meat is a documentary that's taking place on Saturday, March the 10th, about the industrial meat system, and it's also juxtaposed to a more kind of natural way to do this. This is a special screening that's put on by folks that are particularly passionate about this issue, and there'll be a panel discussion afterwards. The Room, which is the great midnight film that came out this year, probably the worst film ever made, is playing on Saturday the 10th at the State Theater. The UMN Depression Center is doing Boy Interrupted, which is the heartbreaking story of a 15-year-old kid with bipolar disorder, and it's an examination of bipolar disorder and suicide. And then our Moving Picture film series, which is about music and movies, is Who is Harry Nilsson and Why is Everybody Talking About Him? Great, great interviews with Robin Williams, Yoko Ono, Randy Newman, Ray Cooper, the Smothers Brothers, Mickey Dolenz, lots of cool stuff. So that's Monday at 7
Harry
o'clock.
Nilsson, one of those guys that probably always better recognized and appreciated within the music community than by the public at large.
Yeah, probably best known for the song from Midnight Cowboy, Everybody's Talking at Me, which he didn't write, but he did write a lot of tunes. So very, very cool. Now, the big thing that's coming up in the month of March, which we're in the second week of that in terms of the Cinema Chat land. There's 5 Cinema Chats in March, except 2 of them are taken up with fundraisers. But coming up later in the month is the Ann Arbor Film Festival, which is the great, great piece of cinema history that's in Ann Arbor. And it opens up on March the 27th and goes through April the 1st.
And this is the 50th Ann Arbor Film Festival.
Which is amazing. Its core aesthetic is experimental film. And to think about a 50-year-old experimental film festival, they have a very, very talented director whose name is Donald Harrison.
And he joins us by phone now. Good morning, Donald.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Russ.
Thank you for joining us. This is the 50th. How are you going to continue the tradition of making the Ann Arbor Film Festival bigger and better, a much more multimedia experience, and honor the tradition of 50 years of wonderful work?
That's a great question. We are going to do what we've always done, which is show great films, show filmmakers that are independent artists that are doing fascinating, interesting, beautiful, challenging work on the screen. And it really is taking place in the heart and soul of it is at the Michigan Theater. So it's very much a part of what makes our festival so special and so well known around the country and actually around the world.
Yeah, and the vice versa. The Michigan Theater is obviously well known locally because people go to it. But when you get outside of a particular community, a particular theater, who knows them? But the Ann Arbor Film Festival has actually given the Michigan Theater a worldwide reputation in the experimental film world and in the film world in general, which is a pretty amazing thing. And they've been at the Michigan Theater for over 30 years at this point. They started in 1980. And opening night is going to be something that you just do not want to miss on March the 27th.
What's going on opening night, Donald?
Well, opening night, we have a reception in the Michigan Theater. It's going to be a creative black tie encouraged. Not required, but I will be wearing a tux for the first time in about 20 years. We're going to have a lot of special guests. It's going to be open bar, amazing food, followed by a screening of some of the best short films we think of the past year, some new works that are going to be premiering, never seen before in this area. And it's a lot of fun. We get one of the biggest turnouts for short films that you're going to see anywhere in the country on opening night. It's a real fun night, a real who's who, and a great way to kick off our celebration, which this year is indeed going to be a lot bigger. We went last year 40 programs. This year we have 47 programs in 6 days and 190 films last year. We're up to 225 films this year. So
that's extraordinary.
Plenty going on. You shouldn't miss any of it.
Well, as you evaluate the collective body of films that will be appearing this year, does it stack up well to years past, which seems to have shown tremendous growth in the ability of filmmakers?
It has, and this year is really special in that, for being a festival that's known for experimental cinema, we got support from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the people that do the Oscars. And they are supporting us showing historic, rare, influential, archival films throughout this year's 50th. So if you come on a Wednesday night at 9 o'clock or Thursday at 7 o'clock, you're going to see a historic film mixed in with all the stuff that's new and current and on the forefront of what's happening within artists. And we're excited about having those conversations and actually having a lot of those artists, like a Craig Baldwin or one of our featured guests, Bruce Bailey, who showed a retrospective of his work in 1963 at the first Ann Arbor Film Festival. So that makes him pretty old. He's in his 80s at this point, and he will be here.
That is awesome.
For this festival.
That is awesome. Well, Donald, we certainly wish you well with the 50th Ann Arbor Film Festival. Gets underway. When's it get underway again?
March 27th.
March 27th.
Through April the 1st. And George Manupelli, the originator of the festival, is going to be here. Pat Alesco, one of the featured performers in the early days and has a great, great career in New York. Barbara Hammer. I mean, seriously, this is a collection of wonderful, wonderful artists, wonderful, wonderful films. There's a lot of experimental film. That's the aesthetic core of the film festival. But there's going to be feature films, are going to be documentary films, a lot of really, really cool stuff. And Donald and his team have put together a great festival, and you got to check it out.
Well, congratulations and good luck, Donald. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Russ.
That is Donald Harrison, the executive director of the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Russ Collins, I thank you for your time. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat, only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from the Ann Arbor Film Festival Central Office.